This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it!
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporter with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Aruba Tourism Authority, NY World Class Mart, the New England Regional Council of Carpenters, Hammer and Aruba All Inclusive Resort, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, JetBlue, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, Brennan Smoke Shop, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Foxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Because I never really visualized that happening, you know, I guess. But now that happens, you know it can happen, so just be more careful.
Familiar voice to you if you're a Red Sox fan, David Ortiz, speaking with the media following an incident earlier this summer, in which he was shot in the back in a bar in the Dominican Republic. And now Ortiz out speaking about the incident, speaking about the potential cause. And that's where we're going to start tonight. We'll get to some of the Red Sox stuff regarding this team a little bit later in the program. But my first instinct is to go with Ortiz. Look, well, we are in a unique circumstance here with the Red Sox. Boy, has it been a long time since they played completely meaningless games in the month of September. A long time. Even 2015, when they were out of it, the final couple of months of that year were pretty good because those young guys really started to come on, and it felt like the Red Sox were starting to build something. They had already changed general managers, and so the discussion about the team was about the future. Now, not so much. Just not really there. But Ortiz did speak here in recent days. He spoke to the Boston Globe over the weekend. He did his first interview last week with Spanish-speaking media. So his first interviews and accessibility to American media or English-speaking media has come here really in the last few days. The cut we just played for you was Ortiz earlier today, apparently. I think he spoke at Fenway Park, Jimmy, to a number of members of the media.
I thought he did something with Tom Caron.
Okay, so that cut that we pulled was, I found it on the Channel 5 website. And it looks like there were some other, maybe they were the only people there. But in any case, it's David Ortiz saying that there may have to be some reassessing going on here from his standpoint about being more careful. I have two questions for you about Ortiz, and it's been a while since we talked about this story. 617-779-0985. 617-779-0985. We'll open up the phone lines right away. First of all, the idea that this was a case of mistaken identity, do you buy it? Do you buy it? Do you believe it? Frankly, it was nice to hear the guy's voice again, okay? I've always liked Ortiz. You wouldn't necessarily know that if you listen to this program all the time or if you listen to Felger and Maz, but he's a good-hearted guy. It doesn't mean he's not human. But clearly, he's made significant strides in his recovery. He lost some weight, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think I read that he lost as much as 40 pounds as a result of this incident, has put some of the weight back on, and it feels like he's starting to get back to some semblance of a normal life. But do you believe with David Ortiz, one, that it was a mistake, a case of mistaken identity? Because I don't. I have never believed that. And we're going to play for you in a second some of what Ortiz said with regard to the investigation in the Dominican Republic. So that's where we'll begin. And let me just also issue the standard disclaimer, not really a disclaimer, standard statement that any and all things Red Sox will be welcome here over the final couple of weeks. The final installment of the Baseball Reporters will take place a week from Friday. So any questions you have about the team, by all means, we'll take them right up until the last program, which is a week from Friday. You can always get the podcast online at 985thesportshub.com. And beyond that, we will be doing this show in podcast form during the off season, hopefully once a week. That's the plan. Might be every couple of weeks, depending on what's going on. But the Baseball Reporters podcast will continue during the off season. It's our way of sort of keeping the show alive during the winter, if that's how you want to call it, instead of going into hibernation like we've done in past years. So again, 617-779-0985. I want to read you first some of the comments that Ortiz made in the Boston Globe to Bob Hohler over the weekend. Okay. And Bob Hohler, for those of you who don't know, covered the Red Sox for a number of years. Prior to that, he worked in Washington, covered the White House. Hohler's an investigative guy. This story on Ortiz was very much a status update, for lack of a better term. So there isn't a lot of juicy details or sordid details, none of that, which makes me wonder whether there's something coming. Okay? So just to give you a little bit of background, there were a couple of details on the incident that I did not know about. First, as Hohler writes, at the sound of the gunshot, patrons scattered, including Ortiz's companions, even the wounded Lopez, who's a friend of Ortiz that was with him that night. Ortiz was left alone, writhing on the floor, critically injured. Quote, then this angel comes out of nowhere, he recalled. I did not know this part of the story. Maybe it's been out there, Jim Murray, Jimmy Stewart, maybe you guys had heard it. I had not heard it. But a patron in the bar, the name of the bar was D-I-A-L. His name was Eliezer Salvador. Helped Ortiz into the backseat of his Rolls-Royce SUV. The vehicle was boxed in by other parked cars. So Salvador rammed his way out of the space, sending Ortiz rocking back and forth in his seat. They sped toward a public hospital, only to change course when Ortiz asked to be taken to a private clinic he had frequented. He remained upright and conscious as Salvador, who had once been shot in the stomach himself, weaved at a harrowing pace through traffic. He knew how to react, Ortiz said. He kept talking to me to make sure I stayed awake. So I hadn't heard that detail about how they got Ortiz out of there. It was a patron in the bar who threw him into his car and slammed into parked cars to get out of his parking space and took Ortiz to the clinic where he underwent surgery. Just a couple of other things I wanted to get to. Again, this part may have been out there, but players had gone to visit him, including many members of the Yankees, which had been reported at the time. I give those guys a lot of credit. Okay? Then Hohler gets to really the meat of the story. Nothing has fully distracted Ortiz from the mystery of why that stranger emerged from the shadows in Santo Domingo that night with malice and a firearm. To date, nothing about the conflicting findings of Dominican law enforcement has made sense to him, Ortiz said. First, the authorities announced that an unspecified person with an undisclosed motive had placed a $7,800 bounty on Ortiz's head. Six suspects were arrested, and Ortiz said he knew none of them or why anyone would want to harm him. I don't know why I was involved in something like this, because I'm not the type of person who looks for trouble or causes trouble. All I worry about is trying to help people about trying to do the right thing, Ortiz said. I'm going to stop there. I want to take a couple of your calls because, again, one, do you believe him? And two, do you believe the case of mistaken identity? Okay, they're sort of related, but nonetheless. All right, Tony's in Stoneham. Go ahead, Tony.
How you doing? First of all, I don't believe it was mistaken identity.
Nor do I, Tony.
And the thing is, who the hell doesn't love Ortiz? As far as this guy helping him, I'm sure you or any normal person see somebody in that kind of a situation and there's no danger, you would help them. I don't find a problem with that whatsoever.
Tony, I'm no, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't say I found a problem with it. I just said it's a detail of the story I hadn't heard. That's all. I didn't know how he got out of there. That's all I said. I don't have a problem with it at all. I think it's great.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%, you know? And I think that, he is such a hero that I can't think of a reason that someone be after him, number one. And number two, all the guys that they caught admitted that it was mistaken identity.
Yeah, so, Tony, this is the part I don't believe. And you know what? Ortiz doesn't believe it either. Don't kid yourself. He doesn't believe it either. He'll talk around it, but he doesn't believe it either. And if it were him, I wouldn't believe it. Jimmy Stewart has the cut. Jimmy, let's play the cut if you would. It's Ortiz number two. This is kind of a long Q&A, and I don't know who it is from Channel 5 that's asking.
So, Tony, here's what happened. the Red Sox set up a pool camera and allowed media members to ask two questions. So it acted like the media had an exclusive. So that's why there was the Tom Caron thing out there. There's the Channel 5 thing out there. So these are going to pop up. So these media outlets act like they have exclusive interviews when it's not. It's two questions to Ortiz, and here are his answers, and you can run with it like it's your exclusive.
Okay, so I took this from the Channel 5 website. This must be a pool reporter then asking the question, which we have left in, but for the benefit of clarity. And let me just say...
No. It could be that the Channel 5 reporter did ask the question.
Okay, well, whoever it is, I don't know who it is. But, and let me just say that we let the answer run in its entirety. I may have edited out a couple of stutters or stammers, but there was nothing of consequence taking out. I wanted to play the whole answer so you could hear it. Okay, go ahead, Jimmy.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic, they've said this is a case of mistaken identity. Yet you seem to be questioning that. You're hiring your own investigators. What do you think happened in the Dominican Republic? Who do you think wanted to do this to you?
I don't know, to be honest with you. You know, that's why I would like to get more information, because I was told by the authorities in the Dominican Republic, you know, you guys already know what they came out with, and I respect that, you know, because they are the one who go through details and investigation and stuff like that. But I also realized that I'm only one David Ortiz, you know. It's one life. I can't really go to the pharmacy and buy another one. You know, I gotta, you know, just be able to make sure that it wasn't directly to me, because I don't do things to deserve anything like that, you know. So I pretty much hire my own group, you know, to get together with them and find out and go through all the details and stuff, because I respect what they came out with, but I just would like to know if there's something else, you know.
Okay, so look, Ortiz is taking the high road here with the Dominican authorities. I mean, he says over and over again there, I respect that, but he doesn't. And if you remember at the time that this whole thing happens, and when I said he doesn't, I'm not blaming him for that. In fact, I give him credit for it. I think what Ortiz is doing now is smart. I wouldn't trust the Dominican authorities. So he doesn't want to create any enemies down there by dumping on the Dominican authorities. But we already know who had the story that came up. Was it the Globe? That the guy running the Dominican police down there also works for MLB on the side. Talk about a conflict of interest to protect the interest of Major League Baseball and image of the game if there's some sort of sordid story there behind the scenes. And Ortiz knows the police down there are corrupt. How many people did we read quotes to you from in the stories out of the Dominican about the police being corrupt down there? And believe me when I tell you, anybody who knows anything about the Dominican Republic, at least as it pertains to the baseball world, knows that the authorities down there are not to be trusted. So David Ortiz has hired his own investigator. How can you respect the Dominican police and in the same breath say, well, I hired my own team? Why would you do that? The only reason you do that is because you know you're not getting the truth. And David Ortiz wants to get to the bottom of it. If I were him, I'd want the same thing. So I just want to make that part clear. I'm not criticizing him. I'm just telling you that he's walking a fine line. So 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls in Ortiz. We'll take your calls on the Red Sox. We'll get to some of Alex Cora's remarks a little bit later in the show. All of that coming up here shortly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Maserati, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Well, We'll get right to your calls here. We'll get to the Red Sox and manager Alex Cora in just a bit, but I know a number of you have thoughts on David Ortiz, rightfully so. Erickson Newton. Eric, what do you got, pal?
Hey, guys. I'm Dominican. My family's down there. My brother's down there. My cousins are down there. I went to bed that night with the breaking news, David Ortiz being shot. I was kept all night with all these pictures of the girl, the pictures of the car, the pictures of the check with David Ortiz's name on it, the video of the girl getting into the fight with David Ortiz's sister at the hospital. My point is that there's got to be some significance to the fact that this entire storyline existed before David Ortiz was shot.
Okay, so look, Eric, and that's the stuff we all want to know, right? So in the Bob Holder interview, he only refers to, you know, rumors. And again, Bob Holder of the Globe. I'll read you some of that now. And then I'll tell you what, let me take a couple of more calls, and then I'll get to that part of the story. Eamon's in Brookline. Go ahead, Eamon.
Hey, I totally agree with you. I don't think that it was a mistaken identity at all. The person that they said it was, like Sixto, is whatever his name is, the Dominican they said it was, he looks like half the size of David Ortiz. And also, David Ortiz must be the most recognizable face and body figure in the entire on the entire island. There's no chance it was a mistaken identity.
Yeah, Eamon, I don't know that anybody believes it. I mean, I've yet to find someone who does believe it. I mean, Murray, have you heard from anybody that's buying the mistaken identity thing?
No, and typically we'll hear at least usually from some dissenters on just about everything, but not on this. And I mean, it's obvious. Come on. The guy is like baseball Santa Claus, as I've referred to him for years, especially there, where he's literally a national hero. Mistaken identity? Please. There's no shot.
So look, again, I've only been down there once. Okay? I've only been when I was working on Ortiz's book with him, the first one he did, which isn't nearly as good as the second one that Michael Hawley did, as a point of note. Okay? I'm just trying to be honest with you. And that's not false modesty. The book I did with him was not very good. But I went down there, and I can tell you that he's a god down there, as is Pedro. They're gods. Baseball is still, people are still nuts for baseball on that island. Okay, it is not the same as it is here anymore, where base fans have lost interest in baseball, not in the Dominican. David Ortiz is one of the most recognizable figures on the island. He might be more recognizable than anybody else in the country, short of Pedro, and then we can have that debate another night. But the idea that somebody walked in there and did not know what they were doing, or someone they weren't intending to shoot, to me, is downright preposterous. Phil's in Somerville. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? I was wondering if you guys knew if he had any business ventures down there, because it seems like these things usually involve one of two things. Money or love, you know? So I was wondering if you guys knew anything about that.
Well, so look, Phil, this is, again, those are some of the rumors that were out there in the Daily Mail story. And there was a woman that David Ortiz bought a car for down there. It was like an $80,000 Mercedes or something, was it, Murray?
Yeah.
So I don't remember what make exactly. I thought it was a Mercedes, but, you know, I don't buy
a
just...
Lexus or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't buy friends of mine $80,000 cars. Even if I had the money, I wouldn't do it. Someone who's, quote unquote, just a friend. I wouldn't do it. So in the Holder story, Holder writes, nearly 3 weeks later came in another announcement, and that's 3 weeks after the shooting. Eight more suspects had been arrested. Ortiz said he knew none of those, and police concluded that the actual intended target had been his friend Fernandez, who sat near him that night. The bounty on Fernandez was closer to $30,000, authorities said, and then this is a story about how he had ratted out his brother to the police 8 years earlier. Okay, so that his brother was settling a score 8 years old. Ortiz said, let me rephrase, Holder writes, this made no sense to Ortiz. Now, there are questions about whether Cesar Peralta, a Dominican drug kingpin known as the abuser. Murray, I can't speak tonight.
Yeah, what the hell's going on over there?
Okay, like, I don't know what the hell the problem is, but I can't talk. So just bear with me. For crying out loud, I'm going to need your help, Murray.
All right.
Okay, but the story about the 8-year vendetta made no sense to Ortiz. Now there are questions about whether Cesar Peralta, a Dominican drug kingpin known as the abuser, or his cartel may have been involved in the shooting, which to Ortiz also defies logic. Holder writes, Ortiz also dismissed tabloid rumors that have emanated from social media in the Dominican Republic. One suggested a car he was driving had been chased and forced off the road by someone trying to harm him before the shooting. You remember that story?
Yeah.
That Ortiz was chased down, right? Again, Ortiz answered those questions from Holder. Said Ortiz, if that ever happened to me, the first person I would call would be the president of the Dominican Republic. I know he would do something about it. That's how close we are. Then Holder writes, last month, Ortiz hired former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis to investigate the shooting. So now think of the contradiction there from Ortiz. If the story were true about him being run down in his car, the first person he'd call would be the president of the Dominican. Yet this happened, and he hired Ed Davis, the former commissioner of the Boston Police, at the time of the marathon bombing. Okay, so at a time of actual crisis, Ortiz hired Ed Davis. He did not turn to the president of the Dominican Republic. I think that tells you plenty. Let's go to Joe in Peabody. Joe, what do you got?
What's up, Maz? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So my take on it is that, I mean, he's an icon. We all love him. We all don't want to think bad of him. But, I mean, his stature, he's got to have some sort of, I mean, we all kind of know certain people in life that aren't the greatest. I mean, he had to have attracted a certain amount of people, and maybe him getting that private detective is he's trying to figure out exactly who in his circle or whoever around him did this to him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so Joe, listen, here's my point on Ortiz. Nothing justifies what happened to him. Okay, nothing justifies what happened to him. And at the end of the day, he's a human being, which means he has human flaws. So all I know is that David Ortiz doesn't believe the story of mistaken identity any more than we do. He doesn't believe it any more than we do, which is why he hired Ed Davis. Josh is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi. So I think this whole story is fishy. One, why would
which story?
The David Ortiz shooting. I think there's some politician, probably in the Republic, hiding information from Ortiz, and I give Ortiz a lot of credit. Hey, I want to know what's going on. Why won't you guys give me good information? And he deserves every right answer. He's an icon down there. He's a god. And in my opinion, someone needs to give him answers.
Okay, so Josh, I think we all agree that he deserves answers. I don't think anybody would dispute that. I'm just telling you, he doesn't believe the Dominican authorities any more than we do. He doesn't. So he's in a unique position because he is the face of the Dominican Republic in a lot of ways, along with many other iconic ball players from that country or entertainers or what have you. But he is one of the more recognizable ones. David Ortiz is, again, an institution down there. He might be the most recognizable person on the island when you factor in how big he is and his gregarious nature, his personality, all the above. All of that might be true. He might be the most popular and recognizable figure in the entire country. So he doesn't believe the story any more than we do. He doesn't. And despite what he said about everything he does that is, you know, for the good and what have you, there's always somebody out there that has an axe to grind. For whatever reason. And that's if you live like a totally pure life. Now, I don't know if he has or he hasn't. But I don't think it's wrong to ask the questions when something like this happens. So in one breath, someone like this says, well, I want answers. I live my life a certain way. But in the same breath, they say, I got to be careful about who I hang around with and what I do. So it can't be both. Somewhere along the line there is a kitchen that I think we're all going to find out about. Maybe, maybe not. The fact that he's hired a private investigator, maybe this is Ortiz's way about keeping it out of the pie. Because he wants whatever it is to be handled privately and wants it never to be a matter of public record. Maybe that's another reason for doing it. Again, I don't blame him. I'm not telling you I blame him. But he doesn't believe the police down there any more than you or I.
Discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're throwing like an ace, and you know, we're very happy with the progress and the fact that, you know, it's September 14th, 15th, and he's as strong as early in the season, and that's good to see.
It's Alex Cora and Eduardo Rodriguez. Continued his great season last week. It's a good time to bring up the Rodenizer Heat Zone. Who's hot? Brought to you by our friends at Rodenizer Home Services. Eduardo Rodriguez, 1.42 ERA last week. He is your Rodenizer Heat Zone Performer of the Week. And also sort of introduces what I think is going to be an important topic here for the Red Sox entering the offseason. So let me just throw this out there. And then we'll get back to your phone calls. But when you look at the Red Sox roster, and Rodriguez is a good guy to start with, Eduardo Rodriguez, the best pitcher on the team this year. Even if his ERA is 3.64, which actually, all things considered, is pretty good. It's almost a run below the league average. I think the league average this year is almost 4.6, last time I checked. He's 17-6. He's pitched 185 and a third innings. He's closing in on 200 strikeouts. Eduardo Rodriguez has been good. And again, 17-6. Would you bank on that again next year, Jim Murray, Jimmy Stewart? Would you guys bank on that from Eduardo Rodriguez again next year?
No, probably not.
No, not a chance. He'll be hurt by May next year.
So this is part of the problem, is that you look at it, and instinctively you want to say, well, the guy can just repeat what he did last year. Well, you know, he'll give you even more next year. Didn't we make that mistake with Chris Sale?
And you make that mistake with Rick Porcello a few times.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the thing, is can these guys repeat it? The really great players do. But even Mookie Betts' numbers went down this year. Mookie's a good player. So, like, this is now the danger. The Red Sox have to decide what's real and what's Memorex. You know, not that to give you an old line, Murray. I don't know how many people even know what the hell that means. But, like, which is real and which is sustainable and which is not? Cora said some things to the media yesterday. They swept the Phillies over the weekend, two-game series. Some of which I agree with, some of which I disagree with. We'll try to get to that tonight. If not, we will certainly get to it here this week, because heavens knows we will have the time. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls and David Ortiz, too. Jay's in Shirley. Jay, what do you got?
Hey, guys, what's up? Bad news, Tony. I'm coming after you. Good news is, if you keep hanging out with Jim, I'm obviously going to shoot him accidentally, because you guys look exactly alike. What I was calling about, though, was kind of like a role play situation. If you guys were president of baseball operations or the GM or whatever, what do you think the path for the future is for the Red Sox after the last few years? Thanks, guys. I'll hang up. Bye.
So, look, Jay, this is the problem, is they don't have much in their farm system. There isn't much there right now. So they're sort of, and they're not going to have a lot of payroll flexibility. This is why they need a new GM. If they had a ton of money to spend, Dave Dombrowski, he'll be here probably. The best thing I can equate this to is the shape the Bruins were in when they fired Peter Chiarelli. In fact, I'd go so far as to tell you, I think it's almost a carbon copy. They weren't pumping out any players. They drafted poorly, and they had signed a bunch of bad contracts. So they got hit on both ends. They missed the playoffs for a couple of years while Don Sweeney came in and started to rebuild. And I'm not sure the Bruins player development operation is as good as everyone thinks it is, but you get the idea. So what would I do if I'm the Red Sox? Keep your existing guys, except for Mookie. You're going to have to trade him. Hope that JD opts in. See if he can shave some money somewhere else, and then go sign some bargain players to fill your holes while you rebuild your system with in the draft and in the international marketplace. I keep saying this, and I'm not sure fans are listening. If you think they're going to fix all this by going out on the market and spending big, you are not paying attention. You're not paying attention. It could be a lean couple of years coming up. John's in New Hampshire. John, what do you got?
Hey, guys. So in regards to David Ortiz, is it crazy to think that, because he has family and friends and relatives down in Dominican, right?
I'm sure.
Is it crazy to think that those people might be in danger if he pushes the police and pushes against this result that they're giving out?
John, someone gets shot, I don't think it's crazy to think anything. When someone gets shot in a hired hit, I don't think it's crazy to think anything. So now, look, Ortiz, his father definitely still lives down there. His dad's name's Leo and used to be like some sort of salesman. You know, I don't know if he's still working. He's probably retired now. But I'm almost certain he's still in the Dominican. I think Ortiz has at least one sister down there. Not to mention cousins, friends, people who are effectively extended family, even if they're not, blood relatives of Ortiz. I think there are all kinds of people down there that are close to him. Now, again, whether or not those people are in any kind of danger, I don't know. But I rule out nothing. I know this. If I were David Ortiz, I wouldn't feel great about going back there. Stan in Charlestown and Ortiz.
Yeah, Matt, you've been saying that, you know, Ortiz doesn't believe the Dominican authorities. He doesn't believe the mistaken identity story. That's why he hired his own investigator, right?
I think that's part of it.
My first thought was completely the opposite. In other words, it's a front. It's a sham. You know, it's for appearances. And he knew exactly why.
Oh, so I see what you're saying, Stan. I'll tell you what, it's an interesting theory. That Ortiz knows why, and by hiring the investigator, he gives the appearance that he, too, is uncertain and helps enhance or legitimize or support his squeaky clean image. Man of the people. I get you.
That's a pretty good one.
So that if David Ortiz doesn't understand why this took place, why is he, you know, if he had an understanding of why someone would want to kill him, why would he hire a private investigator? It's a good cover. It's not a bad theory, Murray.
Yeah, I would buy that. You know, why actually try to get to the bottom of it? But at least this gives the appearance, like you say, of, well, I got this under control. I will get to it. Hopefully this third party will get to it eventually, but all the while, it's just a ruse.
What I do know is that all of these people are talking behind the scenes. Whether Ortiz's investigators are talking to the Dominican authorities, or Ortiz knows so many people down there that has to be someone that will give him a straight scoop. There has to be somebody down there. But that's not a bad theory. It's a good theory, in fact, that by hiring the private investigator, he's proving he's given himself an alibi. See, look, I really don't know. I wasn't doing anything wrong. That's why I hired a private investigator. And like you, I don't trust the Dominican authorities. I want to get to the bottom of this. It's a good theory. I actually kind of like it.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.